Nolte, Democrats allow NBC's rape enablers to host upcoming debate. By John Nolte on October 26, 2019. Those looking for a smoking gun that proves Democrats don't care about women. Sexual abuse and sexual harassment need only be informed that the next Democrat debate will be hosted by the rape enablers at far-left NBC News. As we all know, both CBS News and Fox News had serious internal issues regarding sexual misconduct. But we also know CBS and Fox did two crucial things NBC refuses to do. 1. They both cleaned house with high-profile firings, and 2. They both hired outside investigators to come in. Fox did this twice, to ensure the public there was oversight and full disclosure by way of an objective third party. The following have been credibly accused of sexual misconduct and remain employed at NBC News. Hardball host Chris Matthews, in December of 2017. We learned that NBC paid out a staffer $40,000 regarding a 1999 harassment claim against Matthews. NBC News claims it was all part of a normal severance package and the payout less than $40,000. But thanks to Ronan Farrow's reporting, specifically in his must-read Catch and Kill, we know this is how NBC gets rid of sexual misconduct problems. The network disguises sexual harassment payoffs as severance and the alleged victim is then required to sign an ironclad non-disclosure agreement. NBC News chief Andrew Lack, Farrow has two sources alleging Lack's misconduct. Jane Wallace, a former CBS anchor who claims the then-married Lack bullied her out of her job after their affair ended. And a young associate producer named Jennifer Laird who claims Lack turned hostile after their affair ended. Lack denies the allegations. Then there is the covering up for Lack's close pal, Matt Lauer. Even when Lauer was fired in late 2017, NBC tried to protect him, and NBC, by spinning a credible allegation of anal rape into something as innocuous as sexual misconduct. What's more, the idea NBC did not know about Lauer's alleged predations prior to his firing is disputed by a number of on-the-record sources who not only claim they knew about Lauer's behavior, they complained to management about it. Finally, there is NBC covering up for Harvey Weinstein. NBC continues to claim Farrow didn't have the story nailed down, but this is complete bullshit. First off, NBC told Farrow to stop his investigative reporting into Weinstein. Secondly, just weeks after NBC told Farrow to take the story elsewhere, The New Yorker published the story, and Farrow won that Pulitzer. Yes, you read that correctly, NBC said Farrow didn't have the story only weeks before that story was published and won a Pulitzer. And then there's the audio tape of Weinstein admitting he groped a model. Verified audio from a police sting, that NBC News president Noah Oppenheim said wasn't a story. But Noah Oppenheim wants to be a screenwriter. You see, and just a few months earlier Oppenheim shared a table with Weinstein at a swanky event. You see, according to Farrow, Weinstein knew about Lauer's alleged predations. You see, which, if true, and only adult believes otherwise, allowed Weinstein to blackmail NBC into kicking a Pulitzer Prize out the door. So you have all of this. All these credible allegations of sexual abuse, of serial cover-ups, of non-disclosure agreements, of shielding alleged rapists, of protecting Weinstein. You have NBC refusing to allow a third-party investigation. And yet you still have the full Democrat field, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, etc., validating NBC's abuse and cover-ups by agreeing to this debate. War on women indeed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.